Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this special mailbag episode. With us today, we've got producer Clayton Early.
Hello.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi.
I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We are happy to be back. It's that weird time between Thanksgiving and Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever you might be celebrating, or maybe
just New Year's
celebrate anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe you're having like when we did the what is the Satan mask? What are the Satan masses called?
From Le Voisin?
Le Voisin.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
the Black Mass, yeah.
Yeah, the Black Mass. Maybe you're preparing for one of those.
Yeah, whatever it is that you might be preparing for.
We've decided it's a weird time, whatever you're preparing for.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are telling you that this is a weird time. Yeah.
It's weird.
You're like, you have to kind of work, but you're also kind of off. And
true.
You're just anticipating that vacation.
This is like what they say, that senior slump or whatever, when you know which college you're going into. It's like, you know the year is ending.
Yeah.
And you're just phoning in all of the
senioritis, I think.
Senioritis, yeah. But you know what? Maybe it's not. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe you work at a store and this is your busiest time of the year.
Maybe you're one of Santa's little helpers. And you're building toys.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you're very busy.
Yeah. Or maybe you work in transportation and there are no days off.
That's true.
Right? Maybe you're a reindeer. You better start.
Well, you better have started working out. You better have already started.
You have a big night ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if it's like a 1 month crunch, like if like Dasher is like, oh, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll be all right. Like,
He's Vixen definitely like the most laid back, right?
Right.
Dasher?
Well, he's got the name Dasher, so he feels like he is. He's already halfway there.
Some pep,
I don't think we've digressed too far.
No, we're right on track. Anyway, we're happy you're here, and we're happy to be sharing some of our mail. But before we do that, we need you to rate, review, and subscribe real quick. It's going to be so fast. Pull over, put your headphones down, put those cookies that you're baking on the ground. Mm-hmm. Don't put them
not
on
the counter.
Just throw them on the ground, whatever you're doing, hold it.
Whatever, drop it on the ground.
Just let it smash to the floor.
And rate, if you could give us a 5-star rating, that would be great. Look, we're trying to get us more ears on the podcast. Yeah. We're trying to get our rating up.
Yeah.
We can all do this before 2023.
You don't
together.
Have to write anything special. You can literally just write good podcast.
Yeah, that's acceptable. Yeah,
we'll take it. We'll take it.
For sure. Clayton, what would be like another acceptable review?
I have a great one for you, actually.
Okay,
this is
great.
From someone who's anonymous, and it happened back in October. I feel like we missed it, but I'm going to give them a shout out. They say, amazing. I've been a listener since the before time, before COVID, and it remains my favorite podcast out there. It's interesting, educational, and fun. Keeps me going through the daily dog walk, long car rides, and just doing chores or hanging out around the house. I'd recommend it to all my friends, but they are already listeners. 10 out of 10 would recommend. P.S., I thought I left a review years ago. If I had realized sooner that I hadn't, I would have left this a long time ago. I blame the fashion industry.
Oh, well, this could be you, listener.
It's true.
Alarmy. This could be you. You could have thought that you had left us a review earlier, and perhaps you didn't. Perhaps you dreamt it.
It's true.
Right.
I mean, what if somebody's suffering from the memento? Remember the movie, The Memento?
Yes.
When he forgets
short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. Mm. I would assume that you have the memento disease and write a review because you haven't yet.
Post-its. He used post-its, I think. So
he
just
used post-its,
invest
right.
in some, if you can remember, go get some post-its.
Well, thank you, Anonymous. For that wonderful review. Now
it's a beautiful name. I think it's Greek.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Let's dive into these letters. And our first one is coming from Laura Mickey. And the subject is Apple Anatomy.
Oh, I know what's coming.
Thank you so much for helping to settle our family debate. Our Thanksgiving
settling quotes.
Yes, yeah,
settle. That's a big quote.
It is.
I want to skip over that.
Our Thanksgiving Day text chain was a riot, but no one conceded.
Wow.
It's actually a 30-year-old debate going back to a summer vacation. Mm. On this vacation, my step-grandpa showed us that you could eat an entire apple fruit seeds core. Out of the five of us kids on this trip, I was able to brave this challenge and ate the entire apple, including the core and seeds.
Wow.
After completing this challenge, I proudly announced it to my family. We were all traveling in an RV. In true sibling fashion, stepsister immediately claimed that I didn't eat the entire apple because I didn't eat the stem. And that is where the debate started. Everyone in the family almost immediately took a side. I giggled listening to your team's debate because these are the exact same things that we discussed, minus the rocket comparison. So that was a new addition to the debate. Anyway, thank you for the fun rehash of an old debate. I thought maybe a little more context would help the situation or maybe add to the fun of the conversation. My former 12-year-old entire apple eating self appreciates.
Wow.
Appreciates it. Sincerely, Laura Mickey. And this is referring back to our last episode where we did family disasters and we figured out who was to blame for family disaster. And this was the big, is the stem part of the apple debate?
Right.
Which kind of stumped us too. I feel like we did.
We talked about that in circles for quite a while.
I knew where I stood for the whole time.
Yeah.
Now I will say that someone on Twitter,
Elon Musk's Twitter.
Yeah.
The new Twitter.
Someone on the new Twitter tweeted at us a photo of the apple sliced right through the middle.
Right.
And in it, I wish I Clayton, maybe we can add this to the show notes.
Okay. A picture of an apple?
It's a picture of an apple sliced right through the middle.
Okay.
And you can kind of see that the stem is connected to what I would call the bottom, maybe like the butt.
Okay.
And they said, "What about now, huh? What do you think?" It was kind of
threatening. So they're making the case that the stem is part of the apple.
Yes, that was their case. So it's controversial. It's a very controversial debate that we've been having here at the Alarmists.
Well, we like to be right in the middle of the zeitgeist, everything that's going on right now.
I dare you to put some stems in your apple pie, sir or madam, and tell me how people enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm sure those letters will be really interesting. Now, thank you, Laura, for writing in, and thank you for starting this debate. I have another email here from Lisa Oliveto, and Lisa says, listening to the Pan Am episode right now, and I remember I was in my first year of college when it happened. I picked up a copy of Time magazine and saw horrific images, but one really hit me. They showed a woman hanging from a roof, still buckled in her seat. I remember this so well because I had never even thought to send a letter to a publication before, but I wrote to the a letter to the editor and said I thought the photo was in such poor taste and her family must have been mortified by it. To take her dignity away like that really bothered me. They didn't print my letter, but I felt good as an 18-year-old to express myself like that and to find a voice. Wow. I'm very scared to fly, and this crash definitely didn't help. And she sent a link to the photo that was used in the article.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And so, well, we went from one very lighthearted topic to
That was a hard turn.
There should have been a bridge somehow, but we dove right in.
First of all, good for you for reaching out and making your voice heard. And you know, that's really impressive. I've never written into a, like a major publication like that. So hats off to you there, and good luck with your fear of flying. I mean, I don't know if I'd recommend listening to more episodes of The Alarmist.
I don't know about you, but if you have fear, when I have fears or when I have anxieties, preparing is the only thing that helps.
Yeah, that's
me,
very
right?
true, actually. So, I remember the one expert we had who I believe was a fire chief. Was anytime you get in an airplane or you go into a theater setting or something like that, just make a mental map of the closest exit. And I know they say this over and over, but people don't skip this one quick step, which is because in an emergency, your brain is like the shock takes over, your brain shuts down. And if you had given yourself a moment to make a mental picture of how you would get out in an emergency scenario, then you would sort of go into that, like you can tap into that side of your brain.
Right.
That, like,
yeah,
practiced.
I think about that too. That fire chief really had an impact.
He did.
That was the Iroquois theater fire.
That's right.
Right, and if there's one thing we've learned from this show, it's that those, like, sometimes seconds are precious, and it can be the difference between life or death, you know? Mm-hmm. Which way do you go, up or down the tunnel? Like, which door do you choose?
Yes.
All that stuff. Important. Yeah.
It is. And also, you know, we certainly don't want to encourage people to just go into their houses and get under the covers and shut the door for 76 years of your life and just wait until you die.
No.
Only do that at nighttime for like 8 hours at
a
time.
8 hours at a
time. And definitely shut your door. Make sure it's locked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's almost like, you know, we like to have this podcast think of it as like an exercise, right? It's an exercise in sort of like Rebecca was saying, voicing these anxieties. Mm-hmm. And I think it helps with getting out there and experiencing life.
So, I mean, good for you, Lisa, for writing in, like you said, Chris, to the publication. It's in very poor taste, obviously.
Yeah.
To show such harrowing photos, you know, for...
they still learn. I feel like the media is still learning, you know, like it's still,
I mean, this was,
it still happens and then they have to retract stuff. I mean, there was so much
they
stuff.
They say if it bleeds, it leads. And they like to include that very graphic stuff.
Jeez,
right up front.
I've never heard that saying.
Terrible.
Yeah. So yes. And we're here for you for your, other fears. If you're looking for a fear or if you're trying to combat one.
Welcome to the alarm.
We're always here for you. Okay. This is another email we got from Jake. And Jake says, changing my perspective. That's the subject. Hello, Rebecca, Chris, Clayton, and Amanda, my fave.
Oh, Amanda.
Ooh, hey. Amanda. Wow.
Gotta let her know.
He's been gone for over a year, but he's still good for him and good for her.
Amanda, yeah, she's killing it. Still killing it. My name is Jake, and I'm a traveling nurse working in the Midwest. I've been meaning to write in for a while now because, honestly, it's wild that I'm a fan of your show. I'm in a lot of ways your polar opposite, Rebecca.
Wow.
I scoff at rules and choose to follow them or not at my discretion, which often means I'm breaking that rule. I've always been a leaper before a looker. I do well and almost thrive in high stress, high risk situations, and I'm not scared of many things. I have ADHD super bad, and I have a long history of very impulsive behavior. So you might wonder, why does this dude like the alarmist at all? I do wonder.
Yeah.
The thing is, you guys almost assuredly arrive at the same conclusions I might have when discussing the disasters on the podcast. You guys are smart and plain and simple. Wow.
I'll take it.
That compliment. Of course, you all often totally get facts wrong and mess up and say things that frankly make me scream in my car. But not often. Okay. I enjoy the way you guys work through disasters. And even if something ridiculous goes up on the board, it's beneficial because it enriches the overall discussion. The addition of the aftermath episodes are perfect and really make the whole podcast overall very educational and worthwhile. Also, y'all are very funny, but Amanda's the funniest. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Chris. You're a close second. Chris reminds me of myself and my sense of humor, so I have to give him props. But Amanda is so fucking funny every time without fail.
Truth.
Wow.
It is. Yeah.
So I'm just texting Amanda all of those details.
She's going to be very excited.
We'll see if she chimes in before the end of the podcast.
Okay.
But she'll be very pumped.
Yes. I'm kind of just busting this email out fast. Forgive me if it's rambling. The alarmist has definitely changed the way I move through the world and for the better. I'm often hearing your guys' voices in my head at work and elsewhere. The voices are saying, is this resident going to trip on this? Is this thing properly secured? Are my coworkers aware and implementing the new safety protocols?
You know what? Listen, I'm glad that this traveling nurse
is learning,
because if I ever encounter Jake in a room, I'd be glad to know he listened to the show.
I think a healthy cautionary quality has been imbued in me by the podcast. I only wish I could imbue a sense of adventure and risk-taking behavior in you, Rebecca. Mm. I have no clue how to even begin doing that. Me neither. But maybe keep it in mind. Get a handgun and fire it in the air a few times.
Wow.
Maybe that'll knock something loose in your head. I don't know. I'm scared. Okay, Jesus. My car is outside running and I don't want it to get stolen.
This might be a manic episode.
Oh my.
By Jake.
I mean, I'm very proud and honored that to be in his head. While he's at work, you know, thinking about just safety protocols and all of the details. I mean, what an honor.
Yeah. Yes. And thanks for second place funniest. Amanda hasn't been on the show for about a year now. So
we got to step up our game, I guess.
It does tell me, we got to level up a little bit.
I never claim or aspire to be the funniest. So this doesn't really sting
that's
me as
clear.
Deep as it does you, Chris.
That's clear.
I'm just, you know.
We're just here for some fun.
We all have our place and we'd be funny, but we also, what I love about this podcast is it's not always funny.
Mm.
It's real.
These are real events.
And it's most of the time it's not funny.
But I will take your recommendations into consideration about, you know, I don't know if I'll shoot a gun. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But imbuing a sense of adventure or risk taking. Well, I'll think about it. You know, maybe you'll get in my head sometime. I'll be like, Jake would take a risk here.
We've been living and coexisting now together for 18 years, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a tall
Probably
order,
more.
Jake. It's a tall order, Jake. risk averse doesn't even begin.
But I'll keep you posted.
But we will definitely keep you posted.
Maybe
thank
I'll
you for
have,
your wishes.
You know, regular milk instead of oat milk or something.
That's why.
That is just the, like,
that's
calm
a bad,
down.
That's actually
Rebecca,
just a bad choice for
calm
me. Lactose
down.
Intolerance. That's bad for
Do
my
Do not
lactose
think
intolerance.
That's in the spirit of what Jake was going for, but...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This next email is from Ty, and the subject is Elvis. Hello. I love the podcast. I look forward to listening every week. Just listened to the latest episode about Elvis. While I agree 100% that the manager and doctor were horrible to Elvis, I think you guys let the king himself off a little easy. Hmm. When Elvis was in his teens and 20s, those older guys fully took advantage of him. But somewhere along the way, Elvis could have taken the reins of his own life. He was in his 40s when he died. At any time, he could have stood up for himself and said, enough is enough. He was a grown-ass man and could have stepped away, went to rehab, practiced some self-care, took a break, etc. He had every resource available to him, and yet he chose to stay. I certainly would not throw the beloved Elvis in jail, but he would get a huge finger wag from me. Alarm of the week. All the leftover Halloween candy staring at me. Should I eat this late at night? Question mark.
I like how he just should have responded.
I hope he's not still sitting in front of that Halloween candy,
right, waiting
for a response.
Because even more time has elapsed.
Right,
it's no longer nighttime. Yeah, I guess did we put Elvis on the board in that episode?
No, he did not go up on the board.
Interesting.
You know, it's a little bit. There's a fine line, right?
We don't like to victim blame.
No, but I do understand what Ty is saying. To, you know, at a certain point, you have to take responsibility for your choices, right?
Yeah. That's for sure.
And, you know, he...
Yeah.
At this point, he was in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, you know, not that 40s means you have to, like, get it all right.
Right.
You know, but... No. There had been a lot of time. Like, it wasn't new. This kind of life wasn't new.
I just feel like it's a unique situation, and there may have been like some kind of arrested development on his part because of this very intense, like, untraditional upbringing in your early 20s when you're very impressionable, and that could have caused him to, like, I don't know, maybe just had a lack of agency. It's hard to know until you're like in that situation and you're like so deep in it. how easy it would be just to pull yourself out of it.
I think you're right. I mean, if, you know, layer on top of that, being the most famous human being on Earth, basically.
Right.
And it's like, he was the first. He was the first superstar, right?
Yeah.
He was the first musical superstar. So kind of all bets are off, I think, right?
Right.
But, right. It's, yeah.
But to Ty's point, he had 20 years of
it's true. It's true. He makes a compelling point. It's like, at what point do you, you know, reassess and take control and put your, you know, self-care first? I mean, he like we talked about, and our landscapers are here right now, so you'll hear some background noise. And dogs. Like we talked about, it was, I've totally lost my train of thought, but he ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah, he's just a hound dog.
He's just a hound dog.
Crying all the time. Crying all the time. No one would have believed
him. So thank you, Ty, for writing in and letting us know your thoughts.
Don't eat the candy.
Don't eat the candy, for sure. This is from Sharon, and Sharon says, "Hello, I love the show. Listen every week, and it's truly amazing. I just have a suggestion for this episode. Not all the people..." Oh, and this is the Jallianwala Bagh massacre that took place in 1919. Large peaceful crowd had gathered to protest against the Rowlett Act and an arrest of pro-independence activists. Well, I don't know how to say all these names. But so a gathering, and there was a massacre. Oof. This is a great suggestion. Okay. Sharon says, "Not a lot of people know about this tragedy, but it's still very important that a thing that happened in history. Keep up the good work. Lots of love." So thank you, Sharon. We are going to put that on our list.
Mm-hmm. We have a.
I love the fact that she's recommending international tragedies and disasters. We need more of those.
We don't need more of those.
No, we don't need more of those, but we need more. We want more recommendations.
We want to be able to cover them. I certainly want to be clear about that. We're not asking for more international tragedies.
No.
Right.
We've got plenty. But bring them to our attention. We want to cover them. We want to learn about them, especially if there's an international tragedy that isn't very well known in the United States. We would love to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is from Lex on Instagram. I'm sure many people have suggested it, but the Nurse Charles Cullen murders. The hospitals involved did nothing to stop him. Just finished The Good Nurse on Netflix. So, Nurse Charles Cullen murders. Do we know anything about this?
Is this the guy who like trapped the nurses in the room and like murdered them one by one?
That's what
I'm thinking of. They were like nurses in training, and he like locked them in the room and he took them. That's what I'm thinking of.
It's not him. That's it. That was in the 60s.
Okay, so actually, it says here that Charles Cullen was an American serial killer. He was a nurse, and he murdered dozens, possibly hundreds of patients during a 16-year career span in New Jersey medical centers.
He would do it by an overdose of intravenous medication.
Yeah, so no one knows, right? It's like a good, perfect way to hide your crime. Yeah. That's terrifying.
That is terrible. And, what's interesting is that Lex here said, "I'm sure many people have suggested it, but actually no one has suggested it." So there you go.
And that's a good lesson to any Alarmy members. Please don't assume we have covered or have heard about the tragedy. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. If you hear any noise in the background, that's our gardener who wants to be part of this recording of today's episode. But
he's a huge fan. He's a member of the Alarmy.
They have a few ideas.
Yes, it's a little passive aggressive because he does it with his rake and his air blower. But
he knew that we were recording now, and he specifically came at this time.
Yes.
So he's a great guy. His name is Alex, and maybe we'll have him on in a future episode.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so this is another letter we got in. It says, "Hi, Rebecca. I was wondering if you do an episode on Blanche Monnier. It's a pretty tragic story." Okay. Now I got to look up Blanche Monnier. Was a woman from France who was secretly kept locked inside a small room by her aristocratic mother and brother for 26 years.
Wow.
Oh my God. She was found by police, middle-aged and emaciated. Aww.
Had never seen sunlight. Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
Awful.
This is the 1800s. So, okay, yeah. We'll put that one on the list as well. Hadn't heard of that one. Oh, wow. Okay.
We've got a really rough couple of months ahead of us, I guess.
Yeah, really. Can somebody recommend? Oh, I guess that's the whole point of the show, is that we have to find out who's to blame for tragedies.
Okay, and one last one, because I know we're running out of time here. This says, the subject is a Korean ferry disaster. Hi, alarmist team. Just writing in with some feedback regarding the Korean ferry disaster episode. I had sent you guys an email back in August of 2021 suggesting this disaster, and you talked about it in one of the feedback episodes. Also, thank you so much for recommending this. This is Matt Richmond.
Yeah, this was incredible, this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to a few weeks behind, so I was so happy to see that the episode pop up in my feed. It was a very complex topic, and I think it may have been the longest board of blame that you've ever had. So many mistakes were made over the course of the event. I already knew most of what happened, and I still found myself feeling shocked when I was listening to you guys discuss it. I thought you all did a fantastic job breaking it down. Also, I was just listening to the latest mailbag episode, and I love the idea of alarming members submitting their holiday tragedies. And I think that you should do this a few times a year. Excited to hear. Okay, maybe, and we really enjoyed it as well.
Yes.
So perhaps we will. Thanks,
and Matt send
Richmond.
Us your tragedy. Yeah, send us
yes,
your...
Yes, Matt. Look, we want to do more of those episodes. So what is your family disaster? What is your holiday disaster? I'm not saying go look for one this holiday season.
It'll present itself to you.
Or maybe you'll be like reminded of one in the past that you've blocked in your head, because, you know, holidays are tough. Holidays are filled with a lot of emotion. So perhaps we've like blocked them out. We can't even think about them. If you're like, oh, what's a family holiday disaster? You might have forgotten it.
Right.
It's a survival technique that we as humans have. Maybe you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll write in or, you know, do a voicemail, leave us a voicemail, and we can discuss in the future. Okay, so that is all the time we have for today. Unfortunately, we have more mail, more emails,
yeah,
more
and
messages.
Thank you guys for all of you who wrote in.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. we'll save them for the next one. Don't worry, we'll get through all of them. And thank you to everyone who's been writing in. We'd love to hear your thoughts and love to hear your take on, you know, whether you think we got things right or we left anything out.
Absolutely.
And stay tuned, because next week we're going to be discussing the Tokyo Metro sarin gas incident. You're not going to want to miss.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.